Brewers and Cardinals, a must-win game for the Brewers, who are still in contention for that second wild card berth. We'll take it to the top of the third, Domingo Santana at the plate.
He hits one in the air, deep into center. Back Bader at the track, looking up, gone! Domingo Santana, two-run home run, 6-0 Brewers.
They are loaded, Swarzak ready. Here it is. Swing of the liner, base hit to left. They're going to try to score two. The throw from Braun is way off target. And they've got a runner trapped now. That's Martinez. And they're going to get him. And on the play, Piscotty is going to be called out at second base, too. Wow. Mike Matheny wants to take a look at it, and we'll know here in a moment. He's safe at second base. Well, we knew the guy at third was out. There was no doubt about that. That's not what Mike Matheny was talking about. He wanted to play at second base, and he was right with the challenge, and Piscotty is in there, and that is the lead run now. Huge base hit by Piscotty. Here it is, swinging a base hit to left, and around third, and the ball bobbled by Braun in left, and it's going to be 7-6 St. Louis. Quinton Berry, the tying run at second base from the stretch. Here he comes, swing and a miss. He struck him out, and this one is over.
7-6 Cardinals is your final score. The Brewers are officially eliminated from playoff contention. The second wild card berth goes to the Colorado Rockies. A good day for Travis Shaw. He goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. He becomes the first Brewer since 2012 with 100 RBIs in a season. The Brewers would have a 6-0 lead in this game but end up losing to the Cardinals 7-6. Here's what manager Craig Counsell had to say about the loss.
Yeah, I think the big thing is that I'm just proud of how they battled, of how they took every single day, and how they became a team, and how much that meant for us that they were a team, and how much it lifted them up kind of collectively. It's a fun group, and they found a way to, lift each other up. That's why we're in a position where on the second to last day of the season that it stings.
The way they scored almost all of their runs add to that sting?
It's baseball, certainly that second inning was There was some walks and some just kind of bloopers, and a couple of bloopers. Garcia had a couple today, but that happens.
6 runs looks good early, but sometimes when there's a lot of innings left, if you don't add on, it can.
Yeah, it's the top of the third. There's 21 outs to go, so the game's certainly a long way from being over. We were obviously in a position where we were going to have a bunch of guys do well. And we're also counting on guys that they're tired. And they were given everything they had, but they're tired. And they wanted to be out there. I wanted them out there. That's what happened.
When you got to the eighth, was it going to be Anthony and then Corey, you usually do it?
Yeah. We're 6 outs away and feeling good, and had a really good matchup to start the eighth, and just caught a, dumped one in there, and then they had some good at bats. Give them credit; they had good at bats.
Did you know going into that challenge you might be in trouble after seeing it on the board?
Yeah, I knew. I knew he was safe without the replay. Yeah.
Okay. Did this group get everything possible out of this season the way it is right now? Would you feel that way?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I think we'll always look back and want more. And we played so many close games that it's an easy season to, you know, probably play what if a little bit. But having said that, you know, we were on the other end of those on those games too. So, you know, we earned our record. I said at the beginning of the year, you earn it, and we've earned this record. And it was pretty darn good. Unfortunately, just not quite good enough. We're gonna be a little short.
Thames hit that same spot again.
Yeah.
How does this? I mean, I assume he'll sit tomorrow. What else does it change for you tomorrow?
Well, we'll certainly play some different guys. We've got to discuss the pitching still.
Okay.
Does it change? You'll make a change there.
I'll let you guys know if we do.
You've said this before. I think when it ends, it's going to end quickly, no matter good or bad. Is that have that feeling now? You've got one more day with this group now.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, the fact that we got to this point and there's only one day left is you know, it's probably makes it easier, really, in a way. I mean, it's today it hurts, but it's look, we were the, you know, we're going to be the last team eliminated. And so, you know, that's, I think when you get this far, it hurts worse, but that's, we want it to feel like that.
When you get this far, if you don't make it, it's going to hurt, right? I mean,
no question.
It just comes with
no question. Yeah. And it, yeah, so it hurts. But, look, when you know, when we get some perspective and we understand that that next year we come back, you know, a year older, a year smarter, a year having gone through this, a year after knowing how being connected as a team can lift you up, it'll make us better, and we'll be better for it.
They won't celebrate it today, but Travis got the 100 RBIs and Domingo got 30. I mean, you had some guys, you know, just have great seasons and kind of put some little personal cappers on them. Right? Like I said, I know it's not.
Yeah, I mean, those are, you know, as much as anything, to me, those are two players that, you know, you're going to end up with your numbers and whatever they are, but two guys that have, you know, been rocks in the middle of the lineup for us all year. So certainly deserving of it.
On Sunday, the Brewers will send out Zach Davies to face Carlos Martinez.